Joining us on this Friday morning, we are joined by Oaks Public Schools Superintendent Craig Steinhoff. Mr. Steinhoff, how is everything?
Good morning, Ace.
Well,
I think I can say that things are good, you know, considering the circumstances.
Right. So the point of this interview is, I was just kind of telling you, I wanted to touch base with the Schoology issues, maybe for parents out there, even students out there listening right now, because you've seen at least like nationwide, not only just Oaks, that they've had Schoology issues, they've had online issues, you know, actually just getting, you know, I assume it's just taking a lot of kids and getting it onto one website. So have you guys had issues with Schoology?
We have had issues with Schoology, and specifically issues just in the last 2 weeks. Schoology is a nationwide learning management system, or a learning management system, and Schoology has seen something like a 400% increase in sign-ups or users because of the, you know, nationwide, well, worldwide distance learning change in education. And so Schoology has been putting out a lot of information on what they're trying to do to basically catch up and allow their equipment to handle this large influx of users that's coming. So some of the things that Schoology has told us they're doing is they're increasing their monitoring. They're looking for areas of the site that are causing performance degradation. They're looking at peak usage periods throughout the day and then turning off certain resources that are intensive processes that have minimal impact during that time to allow their system to work better during peak times. They're also implementing specific throttles that allow us to quickly mitigate potential performance issues and certain features. And they're turning our infrastructure to an account for the much larger volumes. Specifically, what I've heard of our students is they're trying to get locked down to something and it just doesn't work, and they have to simply keep refreshing, and it's driving people nuts.
Sure.
Kind of like that spinning wheel, the colorful wheel on an Apple machine when it's not doing what you want it to do.
Right. So let's say a student is running into these issues. What can he or she do? And you know, let's say what if the website just doesn't work? Do they have a different option?
If the website just doesn't work, what I would recommend is, you know, they're trying different browsers at times. I know sometimes you might need to just take a step back, try it again in 10-15 minutes. Obviously, we have tech support with Mr. Engel that's available daily. He's around. His office hours are 9 to 2. You know, but the big thing to remember for students and families is that we understand and know that there's challenges, and we've got to be willing to make adjustments for the kids if they can't get their work in on time due to challenges with the software. I mean, it's not their fault, and we are aware of that, and we know that we have to make modifications to accommodate that.
Sure. So, just saw that prom was postponed, and there's still really, I don't know if there's a final decision on if school is back in session at all this year and when, if that is. Do you have any recent developments that could maybe shed some light on this whole situation?
There has not been a decision on when school will go back. You know, as per Governor Burgum's executive order, our school buildings are closed outside of essential personnel in terms of allowing people into the building, kids or staff into the building. I put out my memo yesterday and told our staff, is put in your minds and continue to plan for us doing distance learning until further notice. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had a date. I know some other states have dates. I know they put out, hey, we hope to be back by this date or this date. That's not happened in North Dakota, and so I don't want to make a recommendation based on my own opinion and then be wrong. So we're planning to continue like this, you know, until further notice.
Sure. All right. Well, that's all I have. So thank you for calling in, and stay safe out there. Stay healthy, and hopefully we can get back in school sooner rather than later.
Hey, same to you, East. And I want to throw out there, just like Governor Burgum says at the end of all of his press conferences, you know, gratitude. Our community continues to be fantastic with being patient and being vigilant of following social distancing and following the guidelines. And I can't be more proud of what our community is doing to roll up their sleeves and come together. And together we will get through.